Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Third and six, and Purdy throwing to Tebow. Brings it in across midfield. Stays on his feet. Samuel to the 37-yard line. Man coverage, Tebow got the better of it.
All right, Mike Tirico. Tebow Samuel. 49ers are back. 4-4.
Yeah, 500.
Yeah. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. Had a good time. Nothing like watching pro sports up close. Got to get on the field.
Well,
what you mean?
It's nothing like watching pro sports.
I wasn't finished.
No, you said up close.
Oh, anyway, I owe you something. Friday, I'll take care of you.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
But I'll tell you what, man. There's so many thoughts going through my mind. I didn't think that game should have come down to the Cowboys' last possession down six. It kind of felt like the Seattle game where the Niners were up 20. And there was a juncture late in that fourth quarter where Seattle and Geno Smith had the ball, and we saw the interception. And that kind of mirrored itself yesterday. I'm telling you, Brock Purdy in his leg game, Steiny, is saving this team in offense right now. And another big takeaway before I throw it back to you is I like what I saw from the connection of Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall. Now, I know it's early, but I'm going R&B, they have rhythm, and I like what I saw. 4-4, and now all of a sudden the streets are saying who may come back after the bye. Steiny, I'll take it, and I'm sure Niner fans will take it.
Yeah, I thought Brock Purdy was terrific last night. Really, really good. One or two plays that could have gone sideways, but other than that,
I like that.
I thought that he there was no pressure on him, and any time there was, he just ran for 11 yards.
And then when he got decked, he could have, from his blind side, he could have lost the ball. He held on to it.
Yeah. 24, Niners beat the Cowboys. They're now 4-4. They have a bye, 2 weeks off. I should say a week off, and they play in 2 weeks. And, you know, it was to me, their second must win of the year.
Yeah.
First one was Seattle, and then there was that one last night, and they got it. And now they wait and see if McCaffrey's going to join them for the ninth game of the year.
Wow.
And see if they can get Greenlaw back and get Mason back to 100%. And
Gross Matos, too.
Try to make a run at this thing. The division's still firmly right there for them. And I thought they played great against the Cowboys up until the end, and they let it get closer than they should have. And ordinarily, that wouldn't be a red flag. But this year, they've dropped two games like that. And, you know, the Cowboys, they somehow pull out something crazy late. Maybe you lose that game 31-30, but the 49ers built themselves up enough cushion. They win 30-24 and take care of the Dallas Cowboys in solid fashion.
Yeah,
with a little too much concern at the end.
Okay. But
you still got the win, and right now, you know, if this team were 6-1 going into the ball game, I think we'd view them a little bit differently. But they're 3-4 with a bunch of guys hurt. And so you just had to get the win, and now we see what happens over the bye week. Who's coming back?
Right.
Who's getting closer?
That's all good stuff.
And maybe they can do what they've done in the past, and that is get warm in the second half of the season and go on a run. That's really what it's all about this year.
And I'll tell you what, Stani, this has been the one constant for the Niners, and I don't know moving forward. The bye week obviously coming at a good time, but we saw Debo exit with a rib injury. We saw Jordan Mason playing on that separated shoulder. He was down, went out, came back, went out, and Isaac Garrido handled his business. 14 totes for 85 yards, Stani. Could have had two touchdowns. He went down again. But I'll say this. They were what? 70, 65 yards away from being 3-5 maybe. So that's how bad and critical that last possession was by the Niner defense, and they didn't allow a yard to Dak Prescott. And the reason I bring that back up is Dallas outscored the Niners shockingly 14-3 in the fourth, and CD got kind of loose. Donnie, do you look at that as, you know what, they just went to prevent defense? Because I was shocked. I was like, I didn't even expect Dallas to sniff the end zone in the second half, but they got two fourth quarter scores. And again, I don't know how you felt when they got the ball back. Like, you got to think they're feeling like, we can do this. And they doubled and triple teamed CeeDee Lamb, and the front line for the Niners were active all night. Dak had no time.
Yeah, I thought when the Cowboys got that ball,
with
3+ minutes to go, I don't know why they were treating it like they had 50 seconds
to
go. They basically threw four straight times and didn't get anything. That last one, was it interference? Was it not interference?
Looking at it again,
could have gone either way.
But now we're in an era, Stani, where the refs are throwing, where's Dibs at? The refs are throwing the flags and picking them up. We saw last night a pick play. Conley was involved on the Kittle touchdown. Two refs threw the flag, and you pick them up and say, I shouldn't have threw it. I just don't. Forget the two teams. I told you, the Viking-Ram game. Stani, I don't like that. Why did you throw it?
Because they thought it was offensive pass interference, I think, on Conley on that play.
So does Evan come talk to you and change your mind?
Yeah.
Does Goo come talk to you and change your mind?
Essentially.
Or you threw the flag, you're a licensed official, it should stand.
Well,
it's not up for debate.
Well, I mean, if
it's not first take.
I mean, you'd rather see him pick up the flag if they made a mistake than not pick up the flag if they made a mistake. I can just tell you, What they were saying on television was the ref analyst on that broadcast, but he thought it was a fair call, fair non-call.
Okay.
And the one thing Chris Collinsworth said was, well, you know, he said, I believe you that's what they think they saw, but if that's legal, Collinsworth was saying, we're going to see a lot of that. A lot more of that, because it did look like Conley just blocked the guy, but I guess the refs determined that he was pushed into him, and the play stood, and Kittle got a touchdown, and the 49ers
handled
ended up going up to win that game, 30-24. 888-957-9570. How we feeling today, Niner fans? It was a must win, essentially, and they got it. It looked great for three quarters, yeah, especially in the third quarter itself. They were dominant, outscored the Cowboys 21-0, and then they gave up a couple touchdowns, and the next thing you know, maybe that game could have slipped away, but they did what they had to do and they won. Is that good enough for you, 49er fans, especially knowing that the bye week's coming and you got a shot to get some players back and some players who are banged up can be healthy? 888-957-9570 is the number. And we'll be talking about the Niners today. Of course, the Warriors played last night. Oh, and Steph Curry sprained an ankle. We'll find out how the MRI went last night, but the Warriors are 2-1, but they lose yesterday to the Clippers.
At home.
Curry gets hurt, and we'll see how long he's out. Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of what we all know is part of the equation with the Warriors. Is Steph going to miss two games? Is he going to miss five games? Is he going to miss 10 games? Those are big, big decisions.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disparities there, and we'll have to wait and hear some news on Steph Curry. Hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later, but the Warriors got beat last night in their home opener to the L.A. Clippers, 112-104, and we'll probably push the Warriors to tomorrow, but if we do talk about them, obviously we'll have to talk about what happened with Steph Curry.
I know we're up against this, Donnie. Yeah. What about Kittle? He came up big, man.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he's 6 for 128, man. Long one for 43 yards.
The other guy I'm wondering about is Guerrero. I'm wondering about Guerrero because he seems to give him some life out of the backfield. And as good as Jordan Mason's been this year, you can just tell by watching those two guys how different they are. And Guerrero just... It seems like Guerrero's much quicker at hitting the hole, which it feels like isn't always the best way to do it when the 49ers run their offense. But once he gets ahead of steam, I mean, he can move, Guerrero. The only thing I worry about with him is fumbling for a rookie, but he held on to the ball last night.
No doubt. And I'll tell you what, you look at Ricky Pierce all on that end around, Steiny. I mean, he looks smooth, 39 yards. And the Niners they had their way with Dallas until the fourth quarter. And you talked about it. That third quarter was it, especially when they were the beneficiaries of getting a ball at the 40-yard line. Dibs had told us about that rule, Steiny, if the kickoff, which Dallas started the second half to the Niners, doesn't get to the 20-yard line in the air, you automatically get it at the 40-yard line. And the Niners took advantage of it. And that was the game. That was the game. But, I mean, if you're a San Francisco 49er fan, you've been on this roller coaster, Steiny, it's about 4-4. That's got to feel sweet.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how you feeling after that one? Was it good enough? Do you feel like we got 2 weeks to get something going here? Where are you at with the San Francisco 49ers essentially halfway through the season, and they're 4-4? That segment brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Third and goal. We're into a motion. The blitz comes. Purdy gets it up. It's a touchdown for Kittle, however. The contact breaks the flag.
There's no foul for offensive pass interference.
And George Kittle, on his deck, gets a touchdown.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Mike Tirico. Here's what Terry McCauley said, why it wasn't offensive interference.
It looks like the defender, one, steps in front of the receiver trying to run a route, and second, the other defender engages him and kind of rides him into him right here. So this is not offensive pass interference. This was correctly picked up.
All right, so that was Terry McCauley, the official.
Right. So it was incorrectly thrown on that.
Apparently. Yeah. I think that was one where if they would have called it, I don't think they would have had a gripe either way.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. The 49ers beat the Cowboys 30-24. And here's what I was thinking about this game, Goo. Obviously, it was 27-10. At one point, and then it got to 30-24, and the Cowboys had one shot at it to drive the length of the field, and they went four and out.
Yeah.
But here's why. I think there's two schools of thought here if you're a Niner fan. One is you won the game, you're happy about that, but two, boy, it got a little closer than it should have at the end, and for another game, the 49ers were one bad play on their part away from getting beat. But here's why I'm going to give them a break on that.
Okay.
They won that game last night. And let me list some players who were factors. Guerrero, Pooney, Pearsall, Mustafa, Green, Cowing. Those are all rookies. Those are all rookies who played last night, and all of them contributed. Guerrero was terrific after Mason went out.
Mm-hmm.
Pooney, listen, I'm no offensive lineman guru, but he must have been pretty good because I didn't see Purdy getting pressured too much, and they ran the ball effectively. Pearsall looks like he's a really good possession receiver. with some speed. Mustafa's hitting people. Green and Cowan contributed. So, look, this isn't – I mean, the Niners are a veteran team, but they had a lot of young guys who played last night and played well, and that's the kind of thing that they're going to need if they're going to be banged up this year. In the first half of the season, they were banged up.
No doubt. Kudos to the rookies. Kudos to who brought them in, Lynch and Kyle. And at the end of the day, you want to find balance, an infusion of youth. You saw it yesterday, and you kind of seen it throughout this this season, right? The fact that you got guys dropping like flies. So, Stani, I'm curious to see now where these guys, these youngsters are getting reps. When you do get the OGs or the bona fide studs and stars back, and there's whispers Greenlaw might be on his way back. But when that day does come, again, this just may be a season where the Niners are a different seed. Maybe they're not the number one or two seed. And I know people don't want to talk playoffs at 4-4, but right now I expect the Niners, when this thing is done, Stani, to be, have a ticket to the dance. It's just where they'll be slotted. But how can you hate on anything you saw last night from the guys you just mentioned? But the Pearsall one to me, and again, I know he didn't catch 10 balls. It's how he caught it. It was the routes. It was just, it felt effortless. So that was something that we didn't see with Ayuk, who we know is on the mend. But at the end of the day, partner, they got it done. And I just think how I felt when Seattle had that ball in the game that they were down 20. How the hell do they have a chance to even go up if they get in the end zone? Guess what? They didn't. And like you said, Dallas didn't even get a first down when they got that possession back. But you tell me if I'm nitpicking with this, because I jotted this down, Stani, as I was in the stadium. The Niners were up 17. Garrido's doing what he wants to do on the ground. 12 minutes left, and you could say, "Goo, that's way too early." But third and one, you're up 17. You allow Purdy to pass. The ball was tipped and should have been intercepted. It wasn't. You punted the ball. But I'm just thinking to myself right then and there, like, why would you even dial up a pass? But there's 12 minutes left, right, Stani? But why not just hand it off and get the first, bleed the clock, move the chains? But things like that, I think we'd be talking about more had Dallas came back and took the lead, or even, my goodness, won the game.
888-957-9570. The question I have the 49er fans today is, was last night good enough? Do you say, we needed a win, we got a win, that was priority number one? Or are you the kind of Niner fan that looks at that game and you still just don't understand how maybe they can't close games better?
They were losing at halftime.
They were. They were down 10-6 at halftime.
Which shocked me.
They scored 21 in the third to seemingly put the game away, and then it gets a little bit tight at the end. But what's the emphasis you put on a game like this if you're a fan? The win, or, oh, boy, I kind of felt like the same thing could happen last night that could happen earlier in the season, just trying to get a gauge on where 49er fans are after that one last night, 30-24. 888-957-9570. Jump into the conversation here on 95.7 The Game.
No, I just got to call my own self out, Stani, to answer that question you posed. You ran down a list of all those youngsters, but at the end of the day, I was like a parakeet last week talking about Brock Purdy's performance and how I was getting a little nervous, and it wasn't just me. So here we go. Sunday Night Football. The stage is set. Brock Purdy, Stani, 18 to 26, 260, one touchdown, ran with his legs, no interceptions. So that to me is what you call the bounce back, the get back. And he had, I don't want to exonerate him, because there was nothing to exonerate him from. But, you know, Dallas moved the ball on the Niners defense in the fourth quarter. But Brock Purdy was the one guy that had to show up. And I thought he looked like the Brock Purdy we're accustomed to, Stani.
Yeah, he looked like he was pretty comfortable all night.
His ability to run, man.
Yep. 888-957-9570. Let's get it going with Brett in Walnut Creek.
Brett.
What's going on, Brett? How you doing, man? Brett in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brett, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Here's the thing that I'm excited about for the second half of the season. First and foremost, yeah, it was a key win, and yeah, it was an emotional win, and yeah, it meant a lot. Here's the biggest thing I saw about the 49ers. they'd been coming out in almost every game, getting out early, getting out 10-0, getting out 14-10, getting out 14-3. And then it seemed that in the second half, they didn't make adjustments. The other team made the adjustments. The other team made the adjustments to figure out how are they going to win the game. And obviously a couple times this year, they didn't. This time they came out and made the adjustments. Figured out what they needed to do differently and made the plays. And their third quarter was like the Warriors coming out and Steph Curry lighting them up for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like they came out and took it to them. It's like, we're going to dictate the game the way we know how to play it right now. That was the biggest thing I saw about the Warriors in this game I haven't seen all year. Make the second half adjustments that says, we're not going to just not only beat you, we're going to pound you. Now, granted, Dallas made it closer than it looked. A couple of defensive breakdowns, no question. But that's the key the Niners got to do this year. It's like, make the adjustments in the second half. So when you're up, finish the game. And if you're maybe behind, come back, make the adjustments to get in the game. They got the talent. Way to make the adjustments and go get it. Love it.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate the call.
That they did.
Yeah, Collinsworth said on that first drive that he thought the first drive of the second half was that the 49ers looked like they'd just become more physical in that first opening drive of the second half where the 49ers took the lead. And then, man, it felt like the Cowboys went three and out in about three possessions straight in the third quarter.
They
maybe
went
that
23
was right.
Minutes without a first down.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a long time.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah. This is from the 510 on the Comcast business text line. I love the win. They'd already shown they can blow teams out, but they're struggling. They've been struggling to win ugly. Hanging on for a win in a game like that turned a little ugly. Maybe that can be the turning point. Maybe. We'll see.
But now you're 500, and hopefully, Steiny, when they hit the field again in Tampa, number 23 will be back. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it didn't look like they missed last night.
Oh.
Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
because Purdy was efficient, didn't turn it over, 18 for 26. They were moving the ball.
Yeah, they were. And I thought Pearsall looked like they had four receptions for 38 yards and then his scamper for 39 yards, Donnie. I just like his movements. I like what I see early on. But let's be honest, Donnie, right there, thus far this year, that's been the Brandon Ayuk production model right there. Four receptions, about 38 yards, outside of the one great game Brandon had against the Cardinals in the first half for a buck 15. But, man. 4-4 with everything that's gone on this season. Sign me up for that, Steiny. And now if you're telling me we got a Jim Carrey, there's a chance he might come back or they might come back. I mean, man, this team's yet to hit its stride. Here you go.
Well, they've yet to hit their stride. The question is, do they have a stride to hit? Do they have a stride to hit? They got 2 weeks before their next game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It'll be in Tampa. And I guess the hope is... Certainly the hope is to get McCaffrey back for that game, and then we'll see kind of what happens with the running back pecking order. Mason's banged up with a shoulder. They said he could have come back and played, but what was the what would have been the reason with Garendo running the ball pretty well?
He was on the ground for a while, too.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to James. James is in Palo Alto. Hey, James, how you doing, man?
Hey.
James, you there? James, call back. We lost you. Jose's in Mountain View. What's up, Jose? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Happy Monday, man.
Yeah, same to you.
I look at it more like if we had a full team, we would have been able to have a great confidence game because we know we have these guys' number. But we had so many rookies playing and so many first-year players or second. I'm happy they stepped up and they played and they showed something, and they're supposed to because Dallas isn't that good. So that's why you would see these long runs and the catches. I get it. But at least they're playing and they're gaining exposure so that when they play a higher-level team, hopefully if we need to count on them, we think we can, right? And Pearsall's going to be able to step in for Ayuk for now. But I think the more they incorporate him, the more advantage you have with added weapons, right? But I think the bottom line is we're so used to rolling these guys over that we see them struggle in the fourth quarter against the same team that you start to ask yourself, or you start to doubt yourself, what's going on? And I think that's where we have to step back a little bit and just look at the big picture and just take it for what it is. Every journey, every year, it's different, man. It's just different. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and I thought the Niners' defensive fronts, Donnie, was stout. I mean, holding Dallas, I mean, they couldn't run the ball if their life depended on it. 19 carries for 56 yards. That's 2.9 per carry. And they're the worst rushing team coming into this game. So the Niners handle business there. And I don't know what you made of Dak's performance, but Stani, he threw two interceptions, two bad ones. Could have thrown one on that last drive. He was under duress all game long.
I thought the first throw was terrible, where you got
Bosa
hit him as he was releasing. I thought the second one, Lenore made a great play.
Yeah.
And I mean, for him to intercept that and come back and come down inbounds with it.
Yeah.
I mean, an interception's an interception, but boy, Lenore made a great play on that. And then the 49ers took it in to give themselves some breathing room. 888-957-9570. Let's jump right back into James. James is in Palo Alto. Let's give it another try. James, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for giving it a second try, guys. I'm enjoying your show a great deal.
Thank you.
I think some props need to go to the drafting guys, because our draftees this year and even last year have been tremendous. I mean, one through six, one all around, and even a few undrafted people are contributing. And I think that the injuries have forced Shanahan to use the younger players, and they've got speed, they've got strength, they're everything they should be, and it helps the 49ers a great deal. I hope that besides Pooney, Mustafa, he's fixed in the secondary now, but I think some of the other players could have a bigger role if Shanahan would just let them play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, Kyle Shanahan's got some similarities, as far as I'm concerned, to Steve Kerr. It's tough for rookies to play, either because that's his philosophy or because they're a team that's challenging for a Super Bowl title, and you can't play six or eight rookies. But they did last night, and they got a win. And I'm just looking at the big picture here, to me, was mostly positive, and that is you ran 36 times and passed 28. I think that's exactly what the Niners would love to do in any game they play if they're given a chance to do it. Run the ball a little more than pass it. They had 225 yards on the ground with a bunch of different guys. They controlled the possession game 33 minutes to 27-ish, 32 to 28. So that's a big thing, too. And then lastly, the turnovers. They didn't commit any turnovers last night. That helped win the ball.
No doubt about it. And I'm sitting up here just thinking to myself, like, and I know it's for another show down the road, Stani, but I guess we could get into it because we're in the start of the bye week. But it's just what you said. When McCaffrey does come back, and I believe he is coming back, Stani, do you ride him like you did Kyle does for that matter? Do you ride them like you did before, or is there going to be constraints, load management, the fact that you've seen Mason or Garrido be able to handle it? You know, are you going to spread the wealth? I'm real curious to see how they use McCaffrey once he comes back. Like, don't forget about some of these guys, I guess, Donnie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I can't imagine that Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, all right.
I turned it off. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, he's going to start throwing McCaffrey right back into the fire. I mean, you don't like this is how you reward younger players like Jordan Mason and Isaac Garrido. You keep them in the mix even after McCaffrey comes back. Somehow you got to keep them in the mix. 888-957-9570. How you feeling about that Niner win, fans? 30-24. Got within a one score game. Dallas had a shot
with 3 minutes left.
They went four and out.
Man.
So it wasn't like they were driving the field, and it came down to the very end, but the 49ers ended up shutting the door there. Let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I love you both.
Oh, thank you.
You two are awesome.
Hey, thanks.
So, hey, I'm not impressed with the victory because they beat a team whose number they have. I want to see how they do against Green Bay and Detroit, okay?
All right.
And they beat a team whose quarterback is overpaid. The guy sucks, okay? And I don't know what Jerry Jones was thinking in giving Dak Prescott this huge contract. Fellas, I love you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. That's not really our problem.
Yeah. But I guess really we did problem. Battle. You don't remember. I remember all our dust ups. But yeah, Steiny, I'm telling you, man. Nobody asked, and it's Victory Monday. But I don't want a great quarterback and have nothing around him. I'd rather have things around him and then take my chances on honing in and finding that guy. And that's what makes the Niners thing so special is they got Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft, and he's giving you all of himself and some. And now, you know, before you have to pay him, will you feel the restraints of the brunt of that? But, man.
I mean, as for Dak Prescott, I can just tell you what Chris Collinsworth was saying.
Oh, and give it. See, I didn't watch. I didn't go home. I had to go home and watch the Warriors.
There was no decision.
I guess I want to be somewhere in life where that – we had to give it to Daryl.
And also
– what did Daryl do so good?
Also, Mike Tirico.
We just had nothing behind Daryl. That's what I'm yearning for.
Also, Mike Tirico.
Yeah. Italian stallion.
Simply said, that's the price of a quarterback in the NFL. So nothing to see here.
All right.
At least as far as we're concerned.
Hey, I
appreciate this, Padone. Let's go to Maurice.
Mo.
Maurice is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. What's up, Maurice? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Steiny and Guru?
We're doing well.
All right. Hey, look, this team, they keep giving us hope. Like, the problem is they're still making those dumb mistakes. Like, you got Connolly who's trying to move. He's trying to move Pearsall and tell Pearsall to go to the line when he should have just stayed there because it was a run play and it didn't even affect what was happening. You got these holds. You got all these, like, offensive penalties that are just driving them back. And then on that fourth down, you got Debo who drops the ball. Like, literally all these things that would have just put it away. And then at the end of the game, the defense, like, every time, they got to stop doing this, like, prevent, like, bend but don't break at the end. They do all this attacking, and then the end of the game comes around and they start playing soft, let these teams get back into it. So with all that being said, I like what's happening. I think it was a good win, but again, it was the Cowboys. But, like, they just need to clean it up. They need to play Niner football and not make mistakes. If they can get in that rhythm, they're showing that they can be a force. They just, because it would have been a 45 point game that they scored if they would have just not had the mistakes that drove them back. But that's what I'm seeing, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
And that's why I bet you. I lost a bet, but that's why I thought the Niners were going to win this game by more than 19 points. It got up to 17. That's neither here nor there. But, Stein, I'm going to be real. I thought the Niners went into prevent defense because they were suffocating the Dallas impotent offense all night long. Does that make it right that CeeDee Lamb went uncovered a couple times and they got two touchdowns? No. And it put the Niners in a situation to where had Dallas drove down, you're down one and might be facing a bye week at 3-5. But what did the defense do then, Steiny? You talked about it, 4 and out. So to me, that was the reality of the game. There was no flukeness in that your offense, mano a mano, and Dallas could do nothing.
The pass was behind Debo Samuel that he dropped.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Good call.
I don't know how they marked that. There's no way that's a drop, is it?
Terrell Owens said, Jerry Rice, if the ball hits you in the hands, regardless of where it's at, Steiny, Mike Irvin, you – The elite ones catch it.
Purdy threw a bad ball.
That it was behind him.
And Purdy knew it as soon as he threw it.
But does Debo, even though it's a bad ball, like,
you can't expect him to catch it.
I'll have a bad show, you'll carry me. You have a bad show a week, and I carry you.
Yeah, that's not a ball that he's going to typically catch behind him like that. He's not. He's a guy you got to lead. And then once he catches it, it's trouble. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. What's up, Jan? How you doing?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
The point I wanted to make was it was a great win, except it got a little scary near the end, but What I'm concerned about is when Purdy runs with the ball, he needs to learn how to slide, because I'm back in the days of Montana and Young when Young used to run with the ball. Well, he wouldn't slide, and he would get injured and get concussions. And if Purdy's not careful, he could end up the same way, because he went in head first a couple of times, yeah, and he didn't slide, and that's pretty dangerous.
Yes, it is.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, good call, Jan.
Thanks,
thank
Jan.
You.
No, thank you, Jan. Appreciate the call. And if you're going to have a guy who's gonna run like that,
slide,
then he's got to be smart enough to get down. And so far, so good with Brock Purdy. But yeah, there were a couple plays that were a little bit close.
And he got popped too. Remember, started a blitz. He got, and how did he hang on to the rock? He got crushed.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they raised their record to 4-4. They're right in the thick of it in the NFC West. They play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2 weeks. And how are we feeling about that game, Niner fans? I'm always interested to know how positive you are after a win, or does a win have to be more than just a win? You won 30-24. Got a little dicey late, just a little. Is that what you focus on as a 49er fan, or do you focus on all the good stuff, time of possession, running for over 200 yards, Purdy precise, all that kind of thing? 888-957-9570. We'll talk about the Niners on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say,
woo!
With low prices on home,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials.
Woo!
So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.